Almighty Father will bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are God. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over our lives. We honor you. We bless your name, for you are great. For you are a great God. We bless you, O Lord. You are good. You are kind. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. We honor you, Lord. We lay it on our heart to say thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you. Thank you, righteous Father. We lay our crown before you and we say you are worthy to receive all glory, to receive all honor, to receive all praise. We give you honor. Thank you, righteous Father. You are our all in all, the God that is with us. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Father, for another beautiful day. And Lord, this morning we are before you. We ask, Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 30th of November, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Today is the last day in the month of November. Thank the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. It has been God all the way. I want you to honor his name, bless his holy name, for his mercy, for his kindness, for his love, for his goodness over you. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over this day as you step out that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. I declare by the word of the Lord this day, I speak greatness into you. I speak joy into you in the name of Jesus. Oh, the scripture says fire go before the Lord and consume his enemy round about him. I set the fire of the Lord ahead of me as I step out today in the name of Jesus. Any evil that is programmed into this day, you are consumed by the fire of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare that my day is a day of blessing in the name of Jesus. I take authority over this day. I declare every evil legislation over this day is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I declare that the Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life. Oh, the wings of the Lord will bear me up far above any and every crafty mountain, and over every height of sorrow, and over every evil plan, every evil agenda of the enemy over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord is dealing with every darkness in my life, darkness that I cannot divine. The Lord deal with them. The Lord remove from my path everything that threatens my existence in the name of Jesus. I declare that this day all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I will not be trapped in the midst of darkness. I am not trapped in tragedy. In the name of Jesus, I will not inherit curses that is produced by the fallen nature and fallen spirit. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon my life. The blessings of the Lord destroy every yoke of our labor. In the name of Jesus, this day I declare that you will yield your blessings unto me. In the name of Jesus, by the power that is in the blood of Jesus, I am exempted from any form of evil that is programmed into this day. I commit my ways before the Lord. Oh, the Lord established them. In the name of Jesus, I release the breath of life into this day. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the error of this day. I will not walk into the trap that the enemy has prepared in this day. I legislate from the presence of the Lord over this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you align with grace, you align with glory, you align with the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I am positioned for greatness. In the name of Jesus, I increase in the goodness of God. I increase in the provision of God. I increase in my supply of help. In the name of Jesus, this day, my portion, no man can take. My place, no man can steal. I am secured in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare this day, the Lord is in the midst of me. I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that the Lord gives me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, every attack that is directed towards me, every attack that is directed towards me, you will not survive. In the name of Jesus, I live from victory to to victory in the name of Jesus. The voice of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day in the name of Jesus. Oh, creation will not fight me, but they will work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I declare every evil altar that is raised in this day to work against me, I pull you down today. I raise the altar of praise. I raise the altar of glory into you this day in the name of Jesus. I declare that this day you work together for my blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that my seat is not in the corners of death, not in the corners of sickness, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, quickly, I want you to lift up your voice and remember this nation in your prayer. Pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon this nation. Pray that the grace of the Lord will be made available unto the saints. Ask that the Lord will strengthen this nation. Pray that the mercy of the Lord be upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Declare that the peace of the Lord reign in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask that you arise and fight for the cause of the righteous. Arise, O God, and fight for the cause of the gospel. Arise, O God, and destroy the works of darkness. Expose them, paralyze them in the name of Jesus. Let there be peace in this country, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we declare a coming together that will stop the hand of the enemy over this nation in the name of Jesus. Every evil legislation that is against the name of the Lord, legislation that is against the gospel of the Lord, will render you useless. You are canceled by the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask for peace. We ask for peace, O Lord, on this nation. Lord, you are and you will stop the hand of this killing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, show us mercy in this nation. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, remember that this is the country, this is the nation that we have. Pray for Nigeria. Wherever you are, pray for your nation. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Today is Sunday. Today, the last day of the month of November. If you remember, just like yesterday, we started this year 2025. Right now, the year is just about 31 days away. It has been God all the way. It has been by His grace. It is not by power. It is not by the arms of flesh that we have prevailed. It is not by our will. It is purely by the mercy of the Lord. It is purely by the grace of God over our life. It has been God all the way. Truly, it has been God. It is not man. I want you to give glory to His name, honor Him, and bless His name this morning. We are going to be singing from the book of Psalm 92. We are going to take it from verse 1 to verse 15. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night, on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forever. For behold your enemies, O Lord. For behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquities shall be scattered. Oh, verse 10. But my horn you have exalted like a white ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also have seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked, who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Praise God. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for His mercy. It's a good thing to appreciate His name. Thank the Lord. Declare the loving kindness of the Lord in the morning. All through the day, talk about the faithfulness of the Lord over your life. Sing unto the Lord from within you. Sing unto Him. Appreciate Him, for He is the Lord. for you, the Lord. Oh, for the Lord has made his works known unto us. We are the works of his hand, and he has made us triumphant. Oh, we know that our God is good and his mercies endures forever. Thank the Lord for his grace upon your life. Most importantly, he has exalted your horn like that of a unicorn, like that of a wild ox. He has anointed you with fresh oil. He has made your eyes to see your desires on the enemies, even though the wicked have planned it, but it never come to pass. What the enemy has planned for evil against you, the Lord turn it around to be good. Oh, as far as you are concerned, you are the righteous of the Lord, for your righteousness is not of your own, it is the righteousness of the Lord Jesus. Oh, for you are the righteousness of the Lord. You flourish like a palm tree. You grow like a cedar. Oh, for you are planted in the house of the Lord. You flourish in the courts of God. For as far as you are concerned, even in your old age, you will still bear fruit. You will flourish, you will be fresh, and you will flourish. Just for you to declare to the world that they may see through your life that the Lord God is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in him. People of God, bless his holy name. He's worthy to be praised. Exalt him. It's a good thing to give praise unto the Most High. Father, this morning, together in one voice, we say thank you for your mercy, for your love, for your grace, for all that you have done for us. Oh Lord, we bless you for the situations that everyone is going through, for those that are on the mountaintop of their life now, and for those that are going through the valley of the shadow of death. For you, the Lord, you are with all of us. Oh Father, we give you all the glory. Lord, we say thank you. We lay it to heart to say thank you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We return all glory unto you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we ask as we step out today that your grace will be upon our life in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. He's coming. One day, we are going to be called up with him in his home, and we are going to stand before him. We will rejoice in his presence forever and bless his holy name. Remember, he's coming very soon. Oh, how sweet and how wonderful will it be for you to make it on that day. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord.